Hi everyone, it's Nicole Carpenter here. Welcome to today's Mom Rally. I am so excited that you are here because we have something very special for you. Now, as many of you know, we've started a mom mentoring program where every month we bring in an expert to talk to us about different areas that we can work on in life or in our home with ourselves. And today we have a very special guest. Her name is Leanne, and she blogs at Organize and Decorate Everything. And she is a mom to 8 kids, so she's a very busy lady. And because of that, she's had to stay very organized to keep her sanity, of course. She has been organized for as long as she can remember. She even enjoyed cleaning and organizing and decorating her room when she was a child. They have moved 13 times as a family, and sometimes the homes were big and sometimes they were really small. So staying organized has been a priority of hers. She started her organization business about 10 years ago and started her blog almost 4 years ago. And she loves sharing her projects, tips, and ideas with her readers on her blog and through Facebook. And she's also given several classes on organizing and decorating in the effort to help others have a home that they can truly love to live in. So we're really excited to introduce you to Leanne today, and she is going to be sharing 5 tips to help us get our closets organized and keep them that way. And I'm going to go ahead and turn the time over to her, and then I think what we'll do, maybe Leanne, maybe we can, we'll have to see how it goes. Leanne, if you feel like you want to stop and ask for feedback after each of your tips, you're welcome to. Otherwise, we can just wait until you're finished and open the call up for question and answer at the end. I'll let you decide, and then I can just monitor the controls on my end. So let's welcome Leanne. She's also, I forgot to say, she's also one of my good friends, and I'm just so honored to have her here today. So take it away, Leanne.
All right, great, thanks. I'm really excited to be here. And like Nicole said, I'm going to talk about 5 tips on organizing your closet and then how to keep it that way, because sometimes that's the hard part, is keeping it organized once you've organized it. So the first thing we're going to start with, and this might sound a little daunting to people, but it's really the best way to start if you just feel like your whole closet is just disorganized. And really, it's the best thing to do if you're feeling that way about any area, is you want to start by taking everything out first. And like I said, I know that might sound like a lot, but really, it gives you a better perspective of your space and what you actually have and what needs to go back into that space. So you want to make sure that you have a couple hours to do that. And another great tip to do when you're planning on doing this is to even have a friend come over. They could be a great help in helping you decide some things along the way that we'll talk about in a few minutes. But so, like I said, the first thing you need to do is take everything out. And once you've done that, you want to then clean your closet, because think about probably when was the last time you actually vacuumed the floor or dusted the baseboards or wiped down the shelves or the rods or, you know, all the inside of your closet. So you want to take a, you know, wet rag, a damp rag, and just wipe everything down and wash everything out. And then the next thing you want to do is start going through your things. So I always start with my clothes first, and that's where I recommend you start. And you want to be fairly strict, but not overly strict. I'm not going to say, you know, get rid of everything, obviously, but you want to be strict and you want to be realistic. You want to think, when was the last time you wore an item? Does it need repairs? Does it have little holes in it? Are you really going to wear it again? Is it 3 sizes too big or 3 sizes too small? You need to really keep those things in mind, because you're thinking about this, you know, probably cramped closet and what needs to go back into it. And it's really valuable real estate for things that you really love. And so you don't want to be putting things back in there that you're not going to wear, and it's just going to sit in your closet and take up space. So I know sometimes there's an emotional attachment, or you feel like you have to keep something, but just keep in your mind that if it's just sitting in your closet and you're not wearing it anyway, it's just taking up space, and so what good is it doing? So keep that in mind as you go through things. And even try on things and try them on for your friend, and your friend could say, yeah, that looks so great on you, or, oh, no, and that's so out of style, and it's so, you know, it's not you, and it doesn't really look like you. So that's why I think it's important to maybe have a friend with you. And then once you've gone through your clothes, I put them in piles as far as, you know, your pants, sweaters, shirts, capris, shorts, whatever. Put them in different piles so you kind of know what you're working with. And then you want to go through your shoes, and you want to go through your other accessories. And when you're talking about shoes, you want to make sure that you have what you need. And I love shoes, so sometimes I probably might have a little more than I should. But if they're really worn, or if they're, you know, kind of beyond repair, then you want to probably get rid of those and not keep up, like I said, like same thing with the clothes. Don't have them keeping up that valuable space that you need for other things. So then you want to go through your accessories, like scarves and hats and belts and whatever other accessories that you have that are in your closet. And once you've done all that, you want to have three containers that are actually like maybe one for donating, one for tossing things out that are just basically beyond repair, and then other things that you've taken out of your closet that you don't want to return to your closet that don't really belong there. Like, for instance, if you've had things of your kids that need to be repaired that you've put in your closet, like toys or whatever, or you've had manuals from, you know, things that you've purchased or things that don't really belong in your clothes closet that they've been in there because you just tossed them in there, you want to have a basket for those things and just label it, you know, put a sticky note or something on it that says you need to put those things somewhere else. Do not return those back to your closet, because if you return them back to your closet and they don't belong there, you're just going to be back in the same situation that you were before. And that just, you know, you don't want to start back in that same situation again. So the next thing, once you've decided what's going to stay, is, like we talked about, you want to put them in groups. So you want to put them into the subcategories that we've talked about, like the pants and the shirts and dresses and stuff. And that will show you what you're really working with and what you really have and how much space you really need for those things. Like, for instance, if you have 20 pair of pants, then you need to make sure that you have space for 20 pair of pants. If you have, you know, 40 shirts, you need to have make sure you have the space for those. So that's what you're going to do next. And I think it's really important to have enough space for all your clothes so that when you hang them up, they don't get wrinkled and they don't have these, you know, creases and stuff in them. So what I like to do is I buy matching hangers. Now, I know that those wood hangers can be really, really expensive. So I don't purchase those. If you have enough money to do that, then go ahead and do that. They're beautiful hangers. But I just get the plastic ones that you can get at any of the, you know, Walmart, Target, any of those stores. And but they all match so that they, and they're not wire, they're not the metal ones or the wire ones, so that they, your clothes hang on them better and you don't get the indents and stuff from them. And your closet just looks nicer when they all match and you open it up. And I like the way a nice closet looks. So so if you need to go purchase hangers at this point, then do. But since you've gotten rid of a lot of your clothes, you probably don't need to. Okay, so we're going to start with the hanging. So this is step two. Sorry, this is our second little step here. We're going to start with the hanging clothes. And when you're talking about hanging, if you don't have any double hanging areas, you can actually create them by either buying another rod to put lower, so you hang one higher and then you have one lower, Or you can also get a system, I think they have it, you know, some of the like Bed Bath & Beyond and stuff, where you can hang, it's like a chain, and then there's a rod, a pole at the end of it, and you can hang that to create a second hanging system if you don't have that in your closet. So you want to start and hang those, your shortest clothes on the top rod, and then the bottom rod you want to hang as high as possible under those clothes so that you have enough space for your pants and things to hang under your shirt, and that you still have space to where there's empty floor space so that your clothes aren't touching the floor. So that's a good option, is if you are renting or you can't put in an extra rod or another system, you can just buy a hanging one and hang it over your top rod. And that, it doubles your space, which is great. So you can have your shirts hanging on top and your pants hanging on the bottom. And then you also want to make sure you still have a long rod so that you can hang your dresses and things there. And then you want to hang your clothes in categories. So you want to hang them in pants and then capris and short sleeve shirts and long sleeve shirts. And then if you want to be even more organized, you can sort them by color. And I actually do that in my closet, and I recommend people do that. And the reason why I do is not just because it looks nice, which it does, but also because if you are scrambling in the morning, you can just glance in your closet, you can see your clothes, you know exactly where your white shirts are, you know exactly where your blue ones are and stuff. You don't have to look through your clothes, you can just see them, and you can put outfits together in literally 10 seconds. And so it's not just kind of being really anal, it's also just being organized enough to where you can pick something out really quickly and you can be ready in a snap, and you don't have to take your time sorting through your clothes and trying to figure out what goes with what. So it actually saves you a lot of time, and it's easier to find everything. Okay. Now, the third thing is folding clothes and shelving areas. So there's so many options for this. If your closet doesn't have many shelves, or if it doesn't come with shelves at all, they and you have hanging space, they have the fabric hanging like tote bin things that you can hang, and then they have the shelves within those. And so you can use those for sweaters, not pants because they'd be a little too heavy, but sweaters and exercise clothes and things like that that you want to be able to put on a shelf and be able to see. So if you have more space in your closet and you have a space for shelves, but you don't have shelves in there, I love the Closet Made shelves that are just three shelves. They cost like $12. You can put them together in like 10 minutes, and they're stackable even. So you can have six shelves in one space, and they are great because you can. They're also portable. So like in one closet, like as much as we've moved, I can actually take those shelves with me and use them in my new house. So I really, really, really like those. And they're perfect for portable, you know, and moving around from closet to closet if you need to in your own home, like if, you know, you change rooms around for your kids or something like that. So they're great for that. And they are sturdy because they're made out of that composite wood. And so they can hold basically anything you want to put in there. Anyway, I like to use those a lot. If you are lucky enough and you already have shelves in your closet, then use the ones you already have. The thing with using shelves is you have to make sure that you're storing like items with like items so that you know where everything is, that they're folded to where they're neatly folded and you can get to them easily, which means you have at least 6 inches of space between shelves, empty space, so that you can get items out and get them in and not have to worry about cramming them in. So you want to make sure that you have enough space in between the shelves. And then for shoes, I like to use either the long rectangular shelves that are narrower, where the shoes just fit in perfect, or the stacking shoe cubbies are really, really convenient and really nice, and I like using those also. It keeps everything separated, and you can just see them and then pull them out, and you don't have to worry about things toppling over and everything. So keep your floor space open. Don't line up your shoes on your floor. Instead, use the shelves, and you don't have to worry about, you know, your shoes just being scattered all over the floor. They can be in their own little special place in their own little cubby. So I really recommend that too. More shelving options is to use, like if you have smaller items, like just smaller items, like even things that you want to store on a shelf, is you can use either a tote or a bin or a basket and put the things in that and then label that basket so that you know what's in it. And that's perfect for like your higher shelves and things you don't use as often. So you can put them up there, and then those are for things that you're not going to have access to every single day. Even seasonal clothes, that's a great way to rotate your clothes if you don't have enough hanging space and stuff like that. Use a really high shelf and put them in either a tote or something, and then you can label the outside of it, and then you can rotate the things, and that's a really good option with those high shelves. Another good option with the high shelves is to store like your overnight bags or handbags or things that you're not using all the time, and you can even store your seasonal things within those bags. So you're kind of getting a 2-for-1 there. You're getting a place to keep your overnight bags and things like that, and then you also have a place to put your things that you're not using at that time or that season. So that's a really good option with using your shelves and things like that. Like I said, when you do fold your clothes and things like that, make sure that you have them separated into groups too, like the sweaters, pants or shorts, T-shirts, exercise clothes, so that you can get to those things quickly and you have easy access to them. And as you're putting the clothes back into your closet, you can monitor and you can kind of decide where things need to be based on how many things you have in that category. So if you have a lot of exercise clothes, then you might want to take up a whole area of the shelf for that, or even two shelves, and you could even divide them up, your pants and your exercise pants, your exercise shirt and stuff. So just keep those things in mind of how much space you'll need for each item. Like, for instance, in my closet, I have a lot of sweaters, so I actually have 3 shelving areas for just my sweaters because I have, like, a lot of sweaters. I really like sweaters. And then the next thing we're going to talk about are adding accessories to your closet to help you organize your space. So we're talking about things like the baskets and the bins and the totes and the shoe organizers. But we're also talking about things like a stool to reach the tall shelves. So you want probably a folding stool that's going to be just tall enough that you can put in the corner and just tall enough to where you can reach the tallest shelf so you don't have to be dragging a chair over or something. You want to make it convenient for yourself. If you don't make things convenient, then you're not going to keep doing it. And that's the most important thing when you're organizing is it needs to be catered to you, and you need to make it convenient for yourself. And so that is the most important thing. And so something I do might not work for you. And that's why when I talk to clients and stuff, I talk to them first and I want to get to know their lifestyle and about them, because I need to do what's going to work for them, not what works for me. So just keep that in mind as you're organizing your closet. This is for you, and so you need to do what works for you. And you can get tons of suggestions like what I'm giving today, but ultimately, if it's not going to work for you, you're not going to keep it organized, and that's the most important thing, is to keep it organized. So you want to make sure that you have a space for either a stool or a little folding step stool or something so you can reach the tall shelf. Also, I love hooks that's another thing you can add to your closet, or the racks, like the tie racks. And even if you don't have a lot of space in your closet, like I don't have a walk-in closet, but I still have the sides of the walls that I can put a series of hooks on, or a rack or something to where my husband's ties can hang. I have one for my scarves and things. And so you still have that little bit of space at the side that you can, or if you have doors that open up, if, as long as they don't slide, you have the back of your doors that you can also put hooks and things on where you can hang your hat, even your exercise clothes that you're going to wear that next morning, hang them on those hooks so they're really convenient and you can just grab them and go. Or belts, scarves, anything that you want to have quick access to, your pajamas or whatever like that. If you have a big closet but you don't have a big room, another great option is to stick a small dresser in your closet. And so then you have drawers that you can place your things in and divide those drawers up using different little cubbies for your, you know, scarves or belts or whatever you want to put in there. So it just depends on basically the size of your closet and the size of your room and which space is the bigger and which place you have the most options in. So a dresser in a closet is a great option if you have room for that and if your room is smaller. So that's another one. I've done that in a couple of my kids' rooms. So that one works great too. Okay, and then the fifth thing we're going to talk about is keeping it all organized once you've got it organized. And sometimes that can be the hardest thing. So, and I don't stick really strictly to this rule, but this is something you want to think about as you're going shopping. Since you've cleaned out your clothes already, you probably have a list of things that you might need to redo. Let's say, for instance, you got rid of a lot of shirts and you look and you realize you don't have any white shirts or something and you want to go shopping for that. That's great. Make a list of things that you feel like you need at this point. But as you go further along and you see something cute and you're like, oh, that shirt is so cute. I want to buy that. I just have to have that. There's some things you need to think about. And the first thing is, do you really love it? Are you really going to wear it? Because we wear 20% of our clothing 80% of the time. And if you think about that, it's probably true in your life. You probably have a shirt that you love and you go to all the time, or a couple that you do. You probably have those pair of jeans that you wear like probably, you know, 4 days out of the week almost because you love them and they fit you good and you look good in them. So we need to think about that. So when you go to purchase something new, you need to think about, first of all, if you really, really want it and if it's really something that you need. And then you need to think, when you bring it home, where you're going to put it, and if you can get rid of something else now that you've purchased that. And so it's kind of the one in, one out rule. I don't strictly adhere to that because I don't think it's necessary all the time, but it's just something to think about as you're shopping. And by shopping this way too, it actually helps you spend less money, because a lot of times I've thought, you know, I really like that and it's really cute, but I'm probably not going to wear it that often. And so you kind of need to think in those lines, and it will help you. That's one way to help you keep your closet organized, is you're not bringing a lot of stuff into it all the time. So that's a good thing. Let's see, what else? Okay, so we're just going to go over kind of a summary of the things I've talked about. And number one is to have a designated space for every item. So just think about that, that everything is in its place. You have a place for everything so that when you take it out, it, you know, you wear it, you wash it, you know exactly where it's going to be returned. You're not just going to shove it in your closet somewhere. You know exactly where it's going to go. And that's a good thing about having them kind of in categories too. And even by color, is then you know exactly where to put it back. Okay, the second thing is labels. If you have a hard time, or you're sharing a closet with your husband, or, you know, and you have a hard time remembering things or go, label things or label those baskets that are up on the high shelf. I love labeling things. You know exactly where things are supposed to go back. And so not just in your clothes closet, but everywhere else. I love using labels because then I know where things are going back, and my kids and my husband and everybody else in the house knows where that thing's supposed to go back because there's a label right there that says it. So that's an important thing. The third thing is to return things promptly. So I'm talking about instead of throwing that sweater on your bed, take those 10 seconds and put it, fold it up and put it back on the shelf. Or instead of, just tossing your clothes or the things in the closet, take that few minutes and put them exactly where they belong. In the long run, it will save you four times as much time. You will save so much time by doing it right then instead of waiting. Okay, this one's really important. Don't place things back in the closet that don't belong there. So if you have something of your child's or that needs to be fixed, or you have something that is a manual or something like that, have a designated place for those items, a tote or something somewhere, but not in your closet where it doesn't belong. Put it somewhere, in laundry room or something until you can get it where it belongs, or put it where it belongs right that minute, but don't start stashing things in your closet that don't belong there again. Don't put things back in there that don't belong. It is good. One of the good thing to have in your closet, though, if you do have the space for it, is to have a little basket or tote or bin or something for clothing that you want to donate. And so you could take those things and put them right in that bin. So if you do have space in your closet for that, then put that in there. If you don't, then have a designated space in your house for something like that so that you can be collecting donations throughout the year all the time. Another one is to hang the things that you need to get to quickly. Like, so for instance, your exercise clothes or something like that. Those are the things that you can hang on the hooks and stuff like that. If it looks like your closet is getting out of hand again, take, 15 minutes and just schedule it in and put it back into place before it gets really out of hand. So if you feel like, once a month you need to do that, then do it once a month. You have to be the one to determine that. But if you feel like, okay, I feel like my closet starts getting out of control like every 2 weeks or once a month, and that's when you need to schedule in that time and just say, okay, I'm going to take that 15 minutes or that half hour, and I'm going to make sure that it's in shape. And it will make it so much easier, and it won't get out of control again. This is a really important thing too. Don't store things behind other things. I've been to so many clients' homes that we take things out and stuff, and they're like, oh, my gosh, I had no idea I even had that. I didn't even remember that. And so that happens so much if you're just putting other things in front of other things. So you need to make sure that when you open your closet doors or when you're looking at your shelves, if you have a walk-in closet, that you can see everything and that things aren't behind other things. That's a really, really important one. And then the last thing, once you've organized your closet, and this is such a motivator, is to take a picture of it. Take a picture of the way it looks now when it's all organized and when you can see everything and when you can get to everything, and that will make you want to keep it that way. When you look at that picture and you see that your closet is kind of getting out of control again, you can look at that and say, realize how easy it was when it was in control. And so, I think taking a picture of any space, like whether it's a closet or a whole room or whatever, is just a real help and a real motivation to keep it that way. And everything I talked about, I was basically talking about clothing closets, but it can that can, it can relate to, you know, your hall closets, your linen closets, and everything. By just keeping the like items together, by not putting things in front of other things, just kind of following those basic rules will keep all your closets really organized. And I organize my closets and go through them and get rid of stuff. I usually get rid of things about every 6 months, especially my children's things, because, you know, they outgrow things and stuff. But my big organizing is I usually do it in February and March because it's kind of that big time for me before, like, the spring cleaning and stuff, and I've kind of got those winter blues and stuff, and so it's a great time to organize your closets when it's too cold to go really go outside and do anything. You can just spend a couple hours and get your closets in shape, and it will make you feel so much better about being able to find what you need to find. So that is basically the whole type of thing. So if you have any questions for me, I would be happy to answer them. And yeah, I guess that's it.
Okay, thank you so much, Leanne. Okay, so what I'm going to do is mute our callers. And if you have a question, you can go ahead and ask it. So we'll just wait for a second and see if anybody has a question. I've got several, but I'll wait and see if you guys do too.
Okay.
Anybody have a question? You're on mute on my end, but it's possible that your own phone is mute. So you might want to check your own phone and make sure that you're not mute. While you're doing that, I'll go ahead and ask a question, one of the ones that I wrote down. So in the very beginning, you were talking about sentimental items, and I do have some things in my closet. They're in the back corner, and they're like silly. They're like polos that have a special logo on them or different items from different time periods in my life that are really sentimental. What do you recommend that I do with those?
Okay, so I have a couple ideas. My first idea is like, well, first answer this. Will you ever wear them again? Like,
no.
Wear them the way they're meant to be worn?
No, like maybe a Halloween costume and that would be it.
Okay, so if you have, you know, shirts from college or teams or things like that, I would recommend making them into something that you will use. So into bags or into a blanket, you know, put some things together and save that part and make them into a blanket or make them into a pillow or make them into like a drawstring bag or something that you will use and that you will enjoy. If you don't want to do that, because I know some people are like, oh, I'm not going to cut that up. If you don't want to do that, if you think maybe one of your children would enjoy it, you can, you know, keep it within your family, but they can use it. Another one is you can, if you're really, really attached to it, you can store it and label the box and put it somewhere else. But the reason why I don't like you keeping it in the closet is because you're taking up space and you're not, that space is just sitting there. It's like having a lot, you know, a housing lot that's just sitting there in the middle of a subdivision and there's no house on it. It's just taking up space. There's nothing there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, those are great ideas.
So taking it and making it into something else that you could use is my first thought. Because then you're being able to use it. If it's sentimental but you don't have a hard time getting rid of it, then I love taking pictures of things or pictures that you have of you already in it or something. Because if you're not going to wear it anymore, you just have to think of it as, yes, it's sentimental, but if you have pictures of it, then you have that sentiment there when you see those pictures. You just, there's really no reason for it to take up space. And I know for some people that's a hard thing to grasp at first, but when they really think about it, they're like, oh, you're right. It's just sitting in there. I'm not doing anything with it, and I'm not enjoying it in the state it's in now. So maybe you could change it and enjoy it in a new state, you know, make it into something else.
Great. That's great advice. Thank you so much. Okay, anybody else have a question? I know we've at least got a caller in Idaho, but she might be busy.
Oh, okay.
So, did you have a question? Anybody else on the line have a question for us? Okay, Leanne, why don't you tell us the URL of your blog, so that anybody listening to this live or the recording can find you.
Okay. My URL is www.organizeyourstuffnow.com.
Fabulous. Well, you have been so great. And I love your stool idea. I'm super short. So there is so much real estate at the top of my closet that is wasted because I can't even come close to reaching it. So I love that stool idea. And now putting a stool in there, maybe I can rethink how I handle some of that space. And I've got so many things in there. Like I hide presents in my closet that I don't want the kids to see. Or I've even still, I have a bag of leftover Halloween candy that I confiscated that is still in my closet all these months later. So my closet definitely needs a fix. So you've been so inspiring today, and I just want to thank you so much. And for anybody that ends up listening to this recording that is interested in more about what these mom rallies are, they are a weekly call that we do as part of momentity.com for our Mothers of Magnitude Sisterhood. And if you want more information about that, then you can just go to momentity.com for more information or email me at hello@momentity.com and I can get you more information. Leanna, it has been so awesome having you on the call today. Thank you
so
much.
Thanks for having me, Nicole. It's been great. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.